Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. What a good morning we have this morning. Thank God for another day. Good. Yes. We are back from being away last week. Just trying to get some things straight here on the switchboard. I know you noticed that I'm hesitating just a little bit here. It's basically just trying to clear the board. Yeah, we had a great week. Sorry we missed you last week. We're trying to get the if we're on here. We're on, but we're not on the switchboard. So one second, give me a second. We talk in the meantime. So amazing, because when you think you have this thing all together, there's always something missing, you know. Every time I think I got it, you know, okay, I'm ready to go. It's the technical side. It is outgrowing me. We almost need an assistant to go with that. So in the meantime, what we're doing, we're just going to go ahead and get started. And I want to share something with you this morning. We have some music that we have that was donated to us, and I'm just going to play a little bit of the music this morning, just to give you a feel of. I'll wait a little bit until some other callers come on, and then go from there. But let's just go on with the program, and then I'll come back to the music. The first thing that we want to do is not get too far off track and give thanks. Father God, we thank you this morning for an opportunity to come before you and your Son Jesus, coming with the Holy Spirit. Father God, we thank you this morning. I thank you for every opportunity, every blessing. I thank you for everyone that you sent in my life. Father God, I thank you for the mothers and daughters and their families, their husbands, their sons. Father God, we ask you this morning just to bless each and every one according to their needs. You know their hearts. You know their needs. And we call it all done. Father God, we ask you to reach mothers and daughters around the world. Touch their hearts and their minds, that their minds will be transformed and renewed and focused on your word and your purpose for them being here on this earth. We thank you. We honor you just for being the great God that you are, and sending and sacrificing your beloved Son for all of us. We thank you. We love you. We praise you. All in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. You know, if you sit around and you think, if you just think about that for a moment, you know, to sacrifice your only Son. I mean, you think, how many people could do that? How many people could do that? You know, even when Abraham was asked to sacrifice Isaac, you know, he did it. He said, I'll do it. If that's what you're asking me to do, I'll do it. But can you imagine what a terrible feeling? I mean, just awful. Sickness in your stomach. But you know, that had to be a strong man of God to say, you know what, Lord, that's what you say. You gave him, hey, give him right back to you. But that just goes to show you that God sometimes put things in our lives just to test us, just to see if we're going to be obedient. And by him doing that, he showed the obedience. I will do what you asked me to do. What a sacrifice. And then God sacrificed his Son for all of us. So when you look at all of that, the little things that we're going through, I mean, when you measure it to the pain and suffering that Jesus experienced on the cross, we don't even have a clue what that was. You know, people talk about it all the time. If you get into the depths of it, I mean, the actual pain, the feeling of it, you don't even have a clue. But even just what you could imagine in your mind of what he went through, it's nothing compared to what we go through. We are really blessed, so blessed that we can't even count the blessings that we're experiencing each day. But yet, we're still not satisfied. Again, for the new people that are coming on, I'm Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. I'm your host this morning on Blog Talk Radio. You're here now with mothers and daughters from around the world. Mothers and daughters coming together, sharing their feelings, their hearts, hoping that someone will hear something, a word that will transform their mind, that will enter into their heart and make a difference in the way that they look at their lives, the way that they receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. So I want to thank each of you for tuning in today. It is absolutely a wonderful day here. And I know it's getting into the fall, so I'm sure a lot of you are experiencing different types of weather. But regardless of what, it's September, and, you know, it's usually you get your best weather September, the spring and fall. I'm being a little selfish because that's the time of year that I like, so I guess I'm being. But some people love it hot, you know. And even though I'm in a hot climate, sometimes it can get so hot you just don't want to go outside until, you know, late evening. But anyway, I'm praying and hoping that everybody's having a great, great day. Again, I'm Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. I'm your host on Blog Talk Radio. You can watch us, listen to us via the computer by going to blogtalkradio.com and then typing in the title of the show. It's called The Mother and Daughter Bonding Network. And you can join us by listening on the internet, and a lot of you do. I appreciate that. Turn on your computers and you do that rather than calling in, and that's good. But sometimes call in if you have something on your mind, or if you just want to, if you have a thought, you can email me. Just email me at drbessie1@gmail.com. That's drbessie1@gmail.com. And I'll email you back. And I do get emails. I do get comments. People call me after the show, and they talk about things that they didn't want to talk about on air. So, you know, it's getting quite busy with the follow-up calls after the show. I love it because it lets me know that you're there and that you're listening and that someone is being affected. So that's the only reason that we do this, is that God can use my mouth, my hands, my body, my soul to share a word with the world. As many people that are listening, that's who's supposed to be on here today. All right? So you can also, I'm saying double, so-so, doing two things at one time. You can call us at 347-539-5078. That's 347-539-5078. And then you, when you're listening and you've got something you want to say, just click 1, and it'll give me a signal on the switchboard, and I can get to you as soon as I possibly can. And you can join in on the conversations with the comments. Otherwise, you know, sit back, relax, and like I said, get your favorite drink. And a lot of times you get your coffee. I have mine here. And sit back and relax and listen. Get your pad out, because a lot of times, you know, God will give you inspiration. He'll give you some thought that will make a difference in your life, and you don't want to miss that. So get your pad out and write it, and then you can go back and have a conversation with God. What did you mean by this? You know, give me some more inspiration on this. Our stimulating topic today deals with mothers and daughters transforming their minds. And, oh, man, I tell you, did I get some revelations in writing this morning? Transforming your mind. That's the key. That's the key. You ever get that? I'm telling you, you should have what you say. That's the key. And that's what we all working on. I'm working on it every day. Because when I change one thing and get one thing is transformed, then there's something else coming. You have to transform that. And it's like some people say, well, if you can just transform your mind and all of a sudden things just happen. But, you know, when you're transforming your mind, you got a lot of stuff. Think of all the things that you've been through before you decide to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Truly. I mean, we can say the words, but truly start being a doer of the word. Then that's when the transformation starts coming in, and all of a sudden, you know, you do one thing and you clean that up, and then there's something else, and it's just like going down from one side to the other, just actually cleaning up some thoughts in your mind, getting rid of some things and not doing and saying things the way that you used to. And I just thank God this morning for Jesus, because I know I have been changed. And most people around me know that, because I was one that really had a short patience. I had no patience. Where did I get that? I got that behavior from my mother. My mother had very short patience. So, you know, here I am, boom. You know, if it's not done quick, boom, let's do this. Or, you know, quick on the tongue, you know, using that daily weapon, sometimes not in the right way. Now, when you transform your mind, you can control your tongue much better. I won't say completely, because sometimes something will slip right out of your mouth, that tongue. It says what? The tongue is the hardest thing to master or to control, because it'll just slip, something will slip right out of your mouth, and you'll be like, oh, my God, I can't believe I said that. Like, I'm going to take your tongue out and spank it. What did you say that for? Because it was on your mind. See, the tongue is so used to speaking what is on your mind that, you know, you're renewing your mind, but your tongue hadn't caught up with it yet. So, you know, whatever passed through that mind, that tongue spit it right out. Now, I'm sure more than me are experiencing this, so, you know, just take it for what it's worth, because that's our topic today, mothers and daughters transforming their minds. I want to thank all of the partners and all of the people that helped us last week on a successful show, the Mother and Daughter Bonding Crusade, second annual crusade. You know, I just thank God, because the stress that we went through with the first one, and then you look at this one, and when you just said, you know what, I'm just going to let it be. I said, Lord, I'm just going to show up. And, you know, we were hosted by Church by the Sea, a wonderful church. You know, people volunteered, and it was very, very, very nice. I thank God for it, and I thank each and every one of you. I don't want to call any names. We had people to come out, play music. It was praise dancers. We had mother and daughter monologues. We actually have a panel that dealt with mother and daughter health, mother and daughter finances, mother and daughter physical fitness, mother and daughter etiquette. We talked about the recruitment of the young ambassadors and even the ambassadors, the mothers. We had a great camera crew. I mean, everything was, and the host was absolutely wonderful. The food was good. It was a great, great, great event. Great event. So mothers and daughters came. They were healed. The Holy Spirit showed up. And that was the most important thing. So I thank all of you. God, thank you. And the blessings He will bestow upon you. I do believe that. Again, our topic this morning is the mothers and daughters transforming their minds. For the newcomers, I'm Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and you are now on Blog Talk Radio, Mothers and Daughters Roundtable. I would like for you to go and visit our website. We have two. One is the Mother and Daughter website. It is www.mdbn.org. mdbn.org. You can go on and see some upcoming events that's coming. And if you would, I'd like for you to go to www.askdrbessieshow.com. That's askdrbessieshow.com. There you will see some upcoming events and see a little trailer of the television shows that are coming up. Let's see what else we have here as announcements. Oh, we got past September the 8th, thank God, and now we are looking at November the 10th. November the 10th, we are looking at doing something different than the gala this year. We are looking at actually having a mother and daughter program out in the park. That's been some of the requests, and we're going to give that a try. We have performers out there. It's something in the making that we're looking at, because it just gets to the point where so many people have galas, people don't want to dress up, and it's a lot of work, but people love to come in their casual clothes. So we're going to have entertainment, food, mother-daughter cook-offs, the whole nine yards there. So that's going to be a part of the change in the November event. Of course, we're still going on the cruise, leaving out on November the 12th, coming back on the 16th. If you're interested in going on the cruise, please go to www.mdbn.org, click on events, and you can register, okay? I'll be sending some information out to everybody, and you can go from there. We'd love to have you. It's going to be very laid back, very, very interesting. We're going to have a couple exciting things this year. We didn't get to do all we wanted to do last year, but hey, that's gone. Here we go. You can call me at 786-462-6470. That's 786-462-6470. And again, you can email me at drbessie1@gmail.com. Any information that you need to have, I'd be more than glad to talk to you about it. A stimulating topic today, mothers and daughters transforming their minds. Today I should have with me our co-host, Sandra D. I know Cynthia Oliver is out today. She and her husband is doing something, and that's the thing. Janice Paldo, and today we do not have a special guest. We will get back onto that as soon as possible. We're making some transitions, some things that are happening. I want to thank the Friends of the Mother and Daughter Bonding Safe Ministries. They are behind the scenes helping, doing things, and those are things that you find out about later on. Also want to thank Florida Technical College. Absolutely a wonderful place to go. I cannot say enough about that school. You know, I don't push a lot of things, but when I see God in the making, I see it at Florida Technical College, honestly. I see and feel the love. We are there, and we have an opportunity to teach the first mother and daughter bonding classes at Florida Technical College. We are teaching that along with the REAP program, which deals with substance abuse and getting them to transform their minds. That whole process is being able to transform their minds and getting them to enter into a profession, a skill that will help them move toward their goals and what they want to do in their life. So it's a great opportunity. And like I say, I see the love. How many times have I seen them give someone bus passes, pay for someone to stay because they don't have a place to stay? I mean, literally, extended stay, pay for a person to stay, students. It is absolutely, I am glad that I'm there. I wanted our program to be connected to a school. I tried to select several schools. But when I just said, you know what, whenever God decides, and when he decided, he selected the school because he knew that that was a place where he was and where he was valuable. So if you want to get a degree in cosmetology, doing your nails, administration degrees, you're talking about, I'm talking off the cuff of my head. I guess I should have pulled it out this morning. But you're talking about if you want to be a PA or you want to be an assistant to the attorney with a paralegal, they have all of those classes. And they, you don't have to worry about, am I going to pass a certain score to get in? They deal with the person that may not meet all of the numbers, as they say. And that's what I like about it again. It's like, let's see where you are. Now let's see what we can do to help you get where you need to get so that you can go and enter into this program and go where you need to go. I mean, it's like we are here to help you. To me, it's like when you're talking about Jesus, you know, we can do all that we can do, but we still fall short somewhere. And that's where Jesus come in. He fills in the gap, you know. And because it's such a spiritual school, I can see that they're saying this is all we can help you with, and then we're going to, you know, Jesus is there to fill in the gap. And I honestly see that on a daily basis when I'm there, in and out. So with that being said, I don't want to overdo it, but I just wanted you to know that it is a great school. It's located on Pines Boulevard. So look it up, Florida Technical College. There's no reason that you can't go if you want to. They're there waiting on you. All right, let's look at some of the things that we talked about over the years. We talked about, you know, the hidden secret, and I'm not going to go through them. There's so many each week. I keep naming them, and it's just getting longer and longer. The list is getting longer. You can go to our website at mdbn.org, mdbn.org. Click on the site or go to Blog Talk Radio, and you will be able to go straight to some of our programming and listen to the iCards of some of the shows. But the core of all of our topics since January has been about hidden secrets, little things that actually hinder that mother and daughter relationship from blooming and become the best that it could be. But I'll tell you about the last couple of weeks. Last week, of course, we were at the crusade, and the week before, we were talking about mothers and daughters progressing from within. And we talked a little bit about strengthening that bond between the mother and daughter on a daily basis. See, sometimes people want to do things at Mother's Day or birthdays, or if you get an extra amount of money in your check, you might say, well, I think I'll do this for my mother or for my father or whatever, you know. But you have to figure out how you can do something on a daily basis. Every day you got to nurture that relationship, just like you did when mothers, I'm talking to you now, when that baby was an armed baby. Every day you had to tend to her, pretty much on the hour. You were there looking at her, you know, checking her, make sure she wasn't wet and that she didn't need a diaper change, and she's crying, what's wrong, you're going to see, and you're fixing that bottle, and you have a schedule, and I have to feed her every hour on the hour or every 2 hours, and you know, you had a schedule. And then all of a sudden everything just started getting farther and farther and farther and farther apart. You didn't have a schedule anymore. You just decided, well, oh, she's good. I don't need to check on her. You check on her, she's three, you're still doing a little checking. By the time they get to school, you're thinking, oh wow, I've graduated. Well, you are in the most dangerous part of the relationship when that child enters into school, because then she is exposed to a lot of words, a lot of things that's coming into her mind. That's the time when she needs you the most. So you have to go back and have a schedule. And that schedule means what? Sitting down, talking to that child, just like you had a schedule to feed her on a timely basis. Sitting down, talking to her, and asking her, how was your day today? Go through that day. Examine that day. And you may say, well, Dr. Bessie, who has time to do that? You? What else do you have to do? Your time is God's time.
You don't have any time. You didn't make any time. Your time is God's time. And God gave you a daughter. And he gave you that daughter for a reason. And that is to spend time to make sure that that daughter gets exactly what he needs for her to get because she's here for a purpose. Now, I'm not saying that to preach to you, to say, you know, there's a perfect mother, that I was perfect and all this. That is not what I'm saying. What we're doing here is looking at what we was doing, are doing, and changing it. The reason for this whole program, the reason for the whole concept of ministering to mothers and daughters, is because God said, I'm tired. I'm tired of the world. And change has to come. So, yes, I was chosen. I was chosen to deliver the message. So it's not that, and even with that, I was questioning, why me? Well, now I know. I'm just as good as any to be chosen. You look at all the people in the Bible that were chosen as, you're not going to be perfect to be chosen. He chose you. You're chosen for something. You need to find out what that is. And you're certainly chosen to be a mother if you have a child. And if you have a daughter, it's God is saying, look at that daughter. Look at what you deposit into her. Because whatever seeds you put into her is what she's going to harvest. See, we got to look at the whole picture. We look at seed and harvesting. A lot of people looking at it as money. I put my money in there, and I'm expecting God to give me a blessing. Well, you're already blessed. When you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that was it. All of it came in one package. You got every blessing, everything you could even imagine was yours. It's how you wore those seeds that Jesus gave you when you accepted him. You know, it's like you have a pack of seeds, and all of a sudden, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, those seeds was released into your body. Now you got all these seeds in you just opening, not in the package anymore. They're spread out. They're planted into the soil. And just imagine your body as being the soil. Those seeds are spread from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Every bit of you are consumed with seeds. So you have your blessings. Stop waiting on God to bring you a blessing. You have them. Just the blood of Jesus has cleansed every sin. You have every blessing that you're ever going to get. Now, how do we manifest those blessings? We manifest those blessings by renewing our mind, transforming our mind. And how do we transform our mind? By the words that we use. The words are like water. It's like water that you constantly watering your seeds that are distributed throughout your body. And every once in a while, you'll see something pop up, and you can pull that off because that's a harvest. So the more you want to harvest, the more that you're going to use the words. But you can't just use any word. You got to use a word that God used. See, we can't just take words that we want to use. And I'm learning this thing, and it's just absolutely a wonderful transformation for me. And like I tell you, I'm here on Saturday mornings because God is teaching me, and I get to share it with you. And I hope that you take it from that perspective and not take it that I'm trying to tell you what to do, because, you know, that's some things that we have in our mind. Oh, she thinks she knows everything, trying to tell me what to do. And that's how you miss it, because, see, you're not willing to receive. God always going to send you somebody to give you a message. And if you get that attitude of, oh, she thinks she's this, or I know better than her, and you know what? That lets you know right there, you got a problem. You need to renew your mind. Because God speaks through the messenger. He speaks through the pastor. That you got to have a preacher to hear. And that's what I am. So I'm hoping that for this one moment you can change your mind and listen. Because if you get just a little bit offended, then that means what? You need to look at your mind. Because anytime someone's telling you something that's positive, that's godly, you shouldn't be offended by it. You should not be offended. So if you're easily to get offended, or if you feel that spirit of envy and jealousy coming up in your spirit when someone is around you and telling you something or doing something, you need to change your mind. And we all need to work on that. So in order for us to get where we need to go, mothers, God is saying that it's going to take a renewing of the minds of the mothers in order to change the world from where it is now and get back on track according to his plan, not our plan. And to renew our minds or to change the words. See, every word contains the power of God. If you use his word, he says, say what I say. If you say exactly what he says, the blessings are inside of that. That's the water, the everlasting water that will rain upon your seeds that is hidden within your body. But if we say a little what God is saying and a little what we want to say, we can miss the mark. And I know that's how I missed it. And I have to be very conscious of what I'm saying and thinking, and when he's talking to me, to make sure I get it. And I still miss it a lot of times, but I keep coming back. I even go as far as sometimes to say, okay, Lord, I missed it. You know, like, can we start all over again? I don't have a problem saying that. Because he knows I'm not perfect. He knows I'm going to miss it. But the one thing I can say is, Jesus, help me. Help me, please. It's the second time, a third time, and I'm still not getting it right. I'm not hearing it. Help me to hear. Help me to see and to feel in my mind what he's asking me to do. He says, you can't get to me except to my son. So in order to get to the Father, I got to go to Jesus. So I'm just like, can you help me, please? I don't have time to play anymore. I don't have time to waste. I'm at an age right now, I'm trying to do what I'm asked to do. I can't change what I've done in the past. And that's the thing that we want to say to you mothers. Don't worry about what you've done in the past. If you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that is done and over with. Don't let the enemy decide to tell you or remind you of all the things that you've done in the past. That's his way of getting between you and Jesus. Because if he can get between you and Jesus, then he knows you will never get to the Father. So what he's going to do, he's going to remind you. He's going to use words, because he knows words have the power. There is nothing else. Think about it for a moment. There is nothing else that you have that have power except for words. And God demonstrated that when he created the heavens and the earth and you. Everything was done through a word. So in order to get to where Jesus has, for you to get to the place, you have got to understand the key element are the words that you're using. Now, he gave us a little simple example, mothers. He gave us a simple example. Whatever you say, it's very simple. Whatever you say, you will receive that. You're going to receive whatever you say because your words won't come back void. They're going to come back just like you say it. And we wonder why things are happening to us, and we're saying things like, you know, every time I see her, she gets on my nerves. Or I just get a pain every time I, and you fill in the blank. We see all these crazy things. You're killing me. I mean, there again, a little bit of death. So whatever you want, and being a mother, being an authority over your daughters, you can speak positive, godly words. They train the child. You train them up in a godly way, that child is not going to go but so far. And I'm not here to tell you word for word. I want you to go to the Bible and read it for yourself. That's why I tell people I don't try to quote scriptures. People, oh, well, that was Matthew 10, so-and-so. Well, that's good. But when you get that good, sometimes you can make a mistake. Sometimes you can add a couple words in there that belongs to you. But if you always, especially when you're doing something, go look at it for yourself. Read it for yourself because it's always going to give a different message. What I get is, you know, you get something different because we're all in different places. And it'll speak directly to you, your situation, where you are, and it'll be the perfect answer for you. I don't have the perfect answer for you. All I'm here to do is just to do what? Plant a word into your mind to get you to think that the mother and daughter relationship are a key element to the healthiness of the family. And that mother, God is holding you responsible for the outcome of the children. Being a mother is not an easy thing. It is not an easy thing. But God wouldn't have chosen you to be a mother. He would not have given you that responsibility if he didn't think you could handle it. It's just that you made a decision. You made a decision. I don't want to do this, or I don't want to do that, or I'm going to do this, and I'm not going to do that. You made a decision. We make decisions all the time. Some mother make a decision, you know what, this child is just driving me insane, I don't feel like it, I'm going to drop off at a grandmother's house and let a grandmother take care of her because, see, I'm tired, I got things to do, I need to go out. You know, some mothers are there struggling every day, Lord, I don't know what to do, what, you know, make a decision, what do I do with the money I have? I have this amount of money and these children, what, we all making decisions. I don't have your answer. I'm seeking answers for myself. But the message that I'm supposed to deliver is to remind you to go to God, get the words that are for you and your daughter. Because your daughter is going to have, 9 times out of 10, a child. Another generation will come up, and we have passed on our thoughts, our words onto our daughters, which will affect our grandchildren. Now, as a grandmother, I tell you all the time. My mother used to tell me when I was a little jealous, I'm an only child and I have one child, my husband and I, and I was a little jealous of their relationship because they were so close, and that's where I used to be. I mean, that was my mother. She and I were close. I mean, you talk about one child. Come on, how close can you get? And So here comes the daughter, and, of course, her heart just seemed like it flipped, did all kind of dips and flips and, you know, craziness, and it was like, woo-woo, granddaughter, you know? And I had to deal with that. And, yes, I had to have that conversation with my mother. After a few years and crying and carrying on, and then my mom said, baby, I can't believe you know I love you. But I felt like she loved Angela more. And she said, until you have a grandchild of your own, then you will understand what mother is going through. And I'll remember those words to the day I die. And that is so true. Until you have a grandchild of your own, it's a different feeling. It is something that, I don't know, maybe because you've gone through the experience, I don't know what it is about grandchildren, but it is a special feeling. And so, mothers, when you think about your relationship with your daughter, think about beyond your daughter. Think about your grandchildren. Am I preparing my daughter to be the godly mother for my grandchildren? If we could just get outside of ourselves just for a moment and look at it. I mean, I know grandmothers now that tell me, well, I don't have time. I'm a young grandmother. You know, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And you're missing something. You may be a young grandmother now, but you give yourself, if God allow you to live another 20 or 30 years, you're going to be an old grandmother. And then you're going to expect for that grandchild to come see you, to love you, to do things for you. Yes, you will. I know some people say, oh, I don't want them to do nothing for me. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. If you have any sense at all, any love, because you're on your way out, and you know you're on your way out, so you want to get things right before you leave. So now when I have counseling and the grandchild don't want to have anything to do with the grandmother, and the grandmother's hurt, and I'm saying to her, this, you're getting what you produced. You use your words to produce the distance between the relationship. So now you all of a sudden want it to just change overnight. It's not going to happen. It's a process. And yes, you may get to the point where you have a decent conversation. You may get to the point where it's loving. But you've missed all of those years. That you cannot get back. You have to start where you are. And thank God you can do that. But you won't get back those years that you've missed with that granddaughter. That is not what I wrote for today, but that's what came out. Think about it. Transform your mind. And you say, how do I do that? Just stop and think for a few minutes. For the last 24 hours, what were you saying to yourself? Only you know what you're saying, and God knows. Were you saying loving thoughts about people? Were you blessing them in your thoughts? Were you praying for someone? Or were you saying what God said? Were you spending time reading the word and applying that, being a doer of it? These are the kind of questions we can go on and on and on with. But when you get ready to transform your mind, these are the things that you have to do. Have to read, apply, have the conversation with God, make a decision. Each time you do and each time you have this conversation, you have to make a decision. And once you make the decision, it transforms your mind. You make a decision. I'm not going to do that anymore. Lord, I'm here to serve you. I'm not going to do the things I used to do. Transformation. I'm not going to hate this particular person because of a mistake that they made. Because if you look at it, Look at all the mistakes that you made. So we got to learn to forgive. And once you make up your mind, I'm going to forgive that person. And I'm going to do what God has asked me to do. I'm going to love that person. Because we all are what? Sinners? I mean, we all do something wrong. So if we could just get to that. There's no perfect mother. But you don't have time to mother somebody else's children and you can't mother your own. And I keep telling my clients that. You spend more time loving somebody else's daughter and your daughter's out there. You don't want to spend the time to go and see what's wrong with your daughter. But you got so much love for somebody else's daughter. Son's the same way. Well, my son don't spend no time for me, but I tell you so-and-so and so, he comes by and check on me. No, you need to take, you're the mother, you need to go out there and find out, look, this is mine. This is my child. I'm responsible. I'm going to have to answer for this. And you need to make it right. There's nothing that's so great that you can't talk to a child that you birthed. Give me a break. Come on. You want to carry somebody for 9 months, and then all of a sudden you're going to let the lack of a conversation keep you apart, and God's watching you? You can't make nobody talk to you, but I tell you one thing, as a mother, you have the power and authority from Jesus Christ. You can speak into existence, and you can water those seeds from wherever you are. And you better keep watering them and watering them and watering them. And I guarantee you one day the fruit of that labor and that water, your harvest will come. She'll stand right in before you. She'll get on her knees and say, Mommy, I'm so sorry, and vice versa. It's going to happen. If you use the word of God, it's going to happen. So transforming the mind is changing your mind. Changing your mind and accept, I forgive them. Start there. Start with forgiveness, and it'll lead you into love. I'm going to end there. Seems like I can go on and on and on, but I'm going to end it right there. You have a responsibility. You have a responsibility. Good morning. All right. Transformation, transforming your mind is what we're talking about today. Anybody want to talk about that? If they do, pick one, and we can get your opinion on it. If not, I'll keep going. I see you. You're out there. You're looking. You're listening, and that's a good thing. But when it comes to transforming your mind, you got to spend some time. You got to spend some time in the Word. You got to spend some time to get an understanding, to get that wisdom that you need. And as I was writing this morning and looking back over the times, and I kept saying, Lord, how do you want me to present this? And God said, people have to make a decision. You have to make a decision. As a mother, you have to decide what it is that you're going to do. And you make a decision. But when you make that decision, make sure you have all the facts. Make sure that you've talked to the Lord. Make sure that you're doing what He's telling you to do. Because it's so easy to let a little self get into it. It's so easy. Before we know it, we're acting out of our own self instead of acting out of the word of the Lord. So I'm just saying to you out there, no matter what you do, sit down, take some time, look at your relationship. Don't get so busy that you're running around helping everybody else that. Just do a self-examination. Get a piece of paper. Write down all the good. 10 to 15 good things. 10 to 15 things that you don't like. And then
examine them and explore them and ask yourself, why is it that I don't like this? Or why is it it's this way with me? You know, that will help you explore your mind from within. And it will help renew some of the thoughts that's in your mind. Because Satan, I'm coming to you, callers, Satan has a way of sliding in there. And he'll say, well, don't do it. Oh, this is why you should. And he's a master at deception. And sometimes I get things and I keep saying, Lord, I just want to make sure it's you, because that booger can make you think you're hearing from God. But that's my spiel for right now. I'm going to go to caller who we have here. Good morning. Good morning. Hello?
Good morning.
Call 4.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, this is Dorothy. I'm fine. I got so many, you know, I'm trying to figure out who's who now. Today my mind is on what the Lord is telling me, so my connection to numbers today is not good. Go ahead. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. Just wonderful. Just like to say this is a wonderful topic, because this is a topic that's going to change your life forever. And one of the things about transforming my mind that I realized with the wisdom that I have today is that you can't do it on your willpower. And a lot of us, especially before we're born again, we try to do things on our own willpower. And like you said, you have to get the word of God in order to transfer your mind, because if you don't, you're going to continuously fail. And a lot of times when you continuously fail, we just give up. So transforming your mind is going to change your entire life. It's going to get you in God's will for your life, and it's going to make your life better. So this is a very good topic today, and I just wanted to say that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. Don't hang up. It is the only thing and the only way. You know, what I look at, Dorothy, is that transformation is Jesus himself. You know what I mean? Can you see that?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, it's like Jesus himself. I mean, you know, you got to transform your mind just to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And God just placed on my heart when we did the crusade, it's about making a decision. And he says people have to transform their mind in order to transform their mind to make a decision. You have to make a decision. I'm going to what? Serve God. I'm going to not do what I used to do. And that in itself will open the floodgates for you to receive on the earthly realm the blessings. So, you know, with that being said, that's going to be our text for a while. God is saying that's where we need to stay. We need to get mothers to look at what are you thinking and what are you saying. And what are you keeping your eyes on? So thank you for sharing the day. And every mother that you see, ask them, you know, what are you thinking? What are you resting your mind on? You know, have you thought about transforming your mind? Because, see, people don't realize that because they've been doing it for so long, it just seems so comfortable to them that they don't see that they need to change.
Right.
And it's up to us. Just whenever it's appropriate, because, you know, you got to do things in a timely fashion, that you might just slip that in. So that's kind of our mission. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for commenting. I mean, I see and I know people out there all over, and they're getting it. So those are good comments. Thank you very much, and have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Good morning. Good morning. I think this is Janet.
Good morning. Yes.
Hello,
hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I just wanted to comment. Well, Dorothy pretty much said all that was on my heart. It is a life-changing message, because your mind has to be changed. You have to want your mind to be changed. And if you don't want it, there's no matter what no one tells you or tries to do for you, it's not going to work. It has to be in your heart that wants your mind transformed, to want things to be better for you, to have a closer walk with God. And just like you said, even for salvation, it's something that you want to have to do. The Bible says, be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind. And we can't be transformed without a mind renewal. We can't be transformed without wanting to get our mind renewed. And this is just a message within itself, you know. And I tell you,
that's all
because I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say I thank God for it, because it's a life changing message. You can't do the same things you always do and expect to have different results.
That is the truth. You know, as a psychologist, clinical psychologist, that's one of the main things that they teach you. Very first thing, you know, people do the same thing and want a different result. You know, it's almost borderline insanity. You know, you keep doing it and you're like, oh, well, I'm looking for something else to happen. Well, no, nothing else is going to happen because you're doing the same thing. You get the same result. If you say the same words, you're going to get the same result. You got to change words in order to get a different result.
That
you have to make a decision. And that was our message last week. God just placed it in my heart. You have to make a decision. You're going to make a decision whether you're going to do it the way God wants you to do it, or you're going to do it the way that you want to do it. A decision is going to be made. You're either for God or you're against him. And if you're for him, you're going to look at his word. You're going to do it the way that he asks you to do it. So if you don't, then you get what you get. But your blessings are going to come when you make a decision to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That is your covering. That is the gap, you know, that will be filled. So I thank you very much for calling in. And pass it on. All of you listeners, thank you very much. Have a blessed day.
You too.
I tell you, I thank God for those two ladies. Those two ladies came in my life a couple years ago, and they are my sisters. I just want you to know that. I thank God for godly sisters. And all of you on here today that's listening, I know you're here. I thank for their comments. It's just wonderful to find women that are godly, and those are my sisters. I would love for you to hear some music. We're going to go out with some music that we're going to use, and you're going to hear this music as we enter into our program from week to week. So listen to this. And this is the new music for I'm going to leave you with this music, and I'll see you next weekend. Enjoy.